WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Two injured Bryan firemen from the Knights of Columbus Hall Fire might be coming home on Friday.
We're keeping our fingers crossed that Ricky Manti and Mitch Moran and our firefighters who were injured earlier this year may be coming home this Friday. Wow. So it's not set in stone yet.
City Manager Keene Register provided the update at last night's City Council meeting. Ever since the city of Bryan started zoning in 1989, it's been illegal for nearly all businesses to have outdoor displays and storage.
Basically, we find that our zoning ordinance does not track with the way business is done. The definition of outdoor storage means putting stuff outside, and that's what we have to work with now. It is not allowed by right anywhere but in the industrial zoning district.
Staff planner Randy Haynes gave the background to changes given preliminary approval last night by the city council. Once enacted, there will be two types of outdoor display and three categories of outdoor storage. Bryan fire investigators want parents to talk with their children about the consequences of setting fires. Gerald Burnett of the fire marshal's office says young people might be behind some recent arsons.
Especially the older kids that understand the concept a little bit better, that it's a significant crime and it can really impact their lives, not to mention the fact that they can do a lot of damage to other people and other people's property and take people's lives.
The fire and police departments are looking at several arsons, including one early Sunday morning at a home on Tennessee Avenue near Bonham Park in North Bryan.
Since we're awakened by activity around the house and the smell of gasoline around the house, and fire didn't go very far, it was extinguished pretty early.
Burnett says they've been lucky that none of the arsons have resulted in injuries or significant property damage. Tips can be passed along to the fire department by calling 209-5960. Madisonville police say there are 11 suspects in the sexual assault of a teenage girl. All but two have been arrested. Two of the accused who turned themselves in last weekend remain in jail. 33-year-old Earl James Tyler and 35-year-old Saundress Lotz are charged with child trafficking and sexual assault. Investigators say all 11 were involved in the incident last March, where the victim was given methamphetamine and was attacked over a period of several hours. An Army second lieutenant from Cameron who was killed in Afghanistan has been honored by the Texas legislature. Darren Dean Andrews was a school teacher and coach before he enlisted after 9/11. Andrews was serving his second tour in September of 2009 when his unit was ambushed. According to the Army, Andrews threw three of his men to the ground to protect them, but he was fatally wounded. The Legislative Medal of Honor is presented every 2 years. A local group has won Texas Garden Club of the Year. A&M Garden Club Publicity Chair Jane Cohen says they received the designation as well as 15 first place and 2 second place awards at the recent state convention.
Texas has over 10,000 members and 300 plus garden clubs. So we were quite honored to be named as the top garden club of the year. They judge the award based on your projects, your membership, your community outreach, your club activities.
Cohen says the club also received part of a total of $500 in grant money, and group member Dahlia Aguilar received Texas State Member of the Year. The National Peach Council has cited Texas A&M research scientist David Byrne for his work in developing nectarines and white peaches that are lower in acid and require fewer chilling hours. Byrne says the latest releases have done well, but they're not practical for every region of the state.
They've been tested in Fairfield as well as Terrell, Texas, and some of them are adapted even further south into Floresville and the Yoakum area as well. They do well in the higher chill areas, though they bloom a little earlier, so you need some frost protection.
Traditional varieties in commercial orchards over most of the state were hurt by late freezes. Byrne says supplies of Texas peaches will be limited this year. The Koontz School Board has appealed a local court ruling allowing high school cheerleaders to display at football games banners emblazoned with Bible verses. Board members want the Ninth Texas Court of Appeals in Beaumont to clarify whether the cheerleaders have a free speech right to include the religious messages. The board's lawyer says the district judge ruled the banners were allowed under the U.S. Constitution, but stopped short of saying the cheerleaders had a free speech right to them. Lawyers representing the cheerleaders called the school board's appeal unfortunate. WTAW News Time is 7:11. It's 74 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Extreme power or ultimate savings. Why choose when you can get both during the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center? Get rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on the world's best-selling power sports lineup. Take your pick of incredible deals on hard-working Rangers, smooth-riding Sportsman and razor sharp razors. Get to Polaris Fun Center for huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event. Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria, where they sell fun, not tractors.
For almost 10 years, Homestead Senior Care has been providing compassionate, trustworthy home care services in the Brazos Valley. I'm David Guest, owner of Homestead and Bryan College Station. Giving seniors the help they need to live a high-quality, independent lifestyle is why I started this company. Our dedicated caregivers form lasting relationships with our clients, and they're passionate about helping your parents, grandparents, or friends stay in their own homes as they grow older. Call 268-6880 today and find out why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
This is Jim Lewis of the Bryan Rotary Club. A founding principle of Rotary is to enlarge your circle of local businesses and personal friends to help make your local area better. Each year since 1994, the Bryan Rotary Club has been a proud co-sponsor of the Newman 10 Business Performance Awards, recognizing locally owned, fast-growing businesses. This year's awards will be announced June 5th. Growing our local businesses grows our city. We have supported that ideal since 1921. The Bryan Rotary Club and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Considerable cloudiness this morning. It'll be breezy today. As the day goes on, we could see a few peaks or breaks of sunshine. Watch for a shower or a thunderstorm today. High temperatures, they're going to be up to about 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy. Breezy tonight, 70 to 75. Few intervals of sunshine possible tomorrow. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Friday, partly sunny, breezy with a chance of a thunderstorm, a high of 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Three make it to the SEC All-Baseball Team, the women's tennis team, highest ranking since 1986. And we'll get you caught up with the NHL and NBA playoffs for you. We'll do that about 7:50.
So, congratulations to the local garden club. What's the official name of the garden club? So, yeah. I get that right?
A&M Garden Club. Yeah.
So, I mean, there are over 300 garden clubs in Texas, right? I think that's what the mm-hmm. lady said. And they won the number one garden club in Texas.
In Texas, yeah. And one of their members was the number one member of Texas. So
I'm just wondering, do you think they talked garden smack after they won that? You know what I'm saying?
Yes!
You know, they're giving each other high fives and, you know, and just...
Our posies rock!
In your face with pots, you know, with
oh
whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I mean, just...
I think you should join the garden club and find out, Scott.
No. You should, because you're, after all,
a master gardener,
right?
I might lose. I'll lose my certification if I don't get in all my volunteer hours, and I just don't have time to do that. I should have waited until I retired.
What do you mean you don't have time to do that?
I just don't have time to do it anymore.
You don't have time to volunteer.
Now, you are warping my words, Scott DeLucia.
No, I'm asking you.
No, I don't have time for gardening or volunteering with gardening, or I just don't have time to do that right now.
Oh, okay.
Do you have time? Do you volunteer on a continual basis and have all your, you know, besides work and work at your house?
He tries, but nobody will have him.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, that's, so you're going to lose your certification.
Yeah, you have to keep recertifying yourself.
So should be an amateur gardener.
I was going to say, so in the...
I'll be an ex-master gardener.
So on the Master Gardeners of Texas or Brazos County page, your picture will be there with the international X thing over it, right?
I don't know that it's that... I was ever that... I have a name tag, but...
She can't compete in the Olympics,
That's
though.
It. Do they come... Do they have a ceremony where they come over, they rip the name tag off of your smock? Well, I'm just asking.
You know, I really did feel bad, but yeah. I just decided that I just couldn't do it. But I thought about it for months and was stressed about it, and then I decided I'm just too
Wait a
stressed
minute.
And I need to stop.
You were stressed over...
Yeah, I was stressed over, well, do I have time to do this? Should I make time to do this? You know, is it better to just not worry about it and then lose my certification? Or should I just fight and keep my certification?
Are they going to send you like a letter that tells you that you've lost
your
certification?
No, you just know that you've lost it if you don't complete the right number of hours.
Because you know then what had happened... Kevin, is she'd skulk into a meeting and they'd go, "We know about you. You haven't done your hours.
You're a quitter."
I am sure that they would be happy for any number of hours that you could help out. Just because you might lose your certification doesn't mean that you don't know about gardening.
And
so.
By the way, submit that we've talked about them for 5 minutes and maybe they'll give you a public service bump.
Exactly. Exactly my point. That's exactly right. Look at all the free publicity they've gotten this morning out of this.
Well,
how many hours are you supposed to do?
I can't even remember.
Now,
it changes from charter to charter. Oh. The Grimes County number of hours is different from the Brazos Valley.
See, that's what happens. You move to the big city. That's what happens.
So.
I'm just saying, though. Yeah, just something for you to think about.
You make monster come out of my nose.
Wait.
What was that?
Well, I was going to do something, but we have callers that are maybe calling in your support.
It's a shame,
I'm not
me.
Sure. Hello.
And don't forget all the manure you got to store around.
That's exactly right. You know, that's an excellent point, sir. I would say that we've already helped out. And again, today is what, International Composting Day, or is it National Composting Day? I don't remember. Once you've been to one composting celebration, they're pretty much all the same.
Again, harkening back to the show a lot of times.
I'd hate to think that you would lose your designation, but we'll see. You don't know this song, do you?
Yes, I do.
I'm right after the words come on.
We're in North Carolina, we're back in the hill.
Is this Johnny B. Goode?
No.
That's George Jones,
the recently passed George Jones.
He rung Aretha upon her.
That's it. Very nice. Yes. Moonshine is making a comeback, and this time it's legal.
Yep.
Hoping to boost jobs and maintain tax revenue, Tennessee made moonshine legal in dozens of new counties back in 2009, and the poor economy has actually been a boon for the product.
And there's a whole TV show about it.
Is it?
Yep.
What's it called?
Moonshiners.
No,
oh, well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Okay, yeah. 130,000 cases were sold last year, and it's even being stocked in places like Walmart. Tennessee and also North Carolina see the product as a locally made, unique drink. Walmart and Sam's Clubs decided to stock it because it's an American-made product from a small family business.
Hey, hey.
And, of course, everybody who sells in Walmart is an American company that's a small family business.
They do try to support.
Oh, they do.
They do.
The bandwagon has gotten to the point where Jack Daniel's and Jim Beam have even released their own white whiskeys. And many more distillers are getting involved in what the trade group rep is calling the gold rush that this has created. So,
you ever had it?
No, I don't think I have.
Ooh, is different.
Okay, there you go. So that's you got that going on for you.
I tried it one time. It was homemade, yeah. And it is so strong. You can feel the evaporation off your lips.
Oh, yeah. That's like varnish, huh?
A lot like that, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, and again, if it works, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. All right, another day, another competition show for you out there. This one is for people who love the National Spelling Bee.
Who loves the National Spelling Bee?
You know, Chase was a big National Spelling Bee.
So I always got too nervous. I know how to spell words, but I get nervous when people ask me and I'm standing up. I just
Hello?
Can't do it.
You know, there's a reason why moonshine was always cheap. It tastes like crap.
Well, that's what I mean again. Well, if you mix it in with something else, you know, maybe it works if you mix it with Dr. Pepper or something. Or not.
I'm not a clue.
No, okay. Anyway, so yeah, it's if you like the National Spelling Bee, if you're a fan of that, it's called Spellmageddon. It'll be an hour-long game where contestants take on hilarious distractions while spelling increasingly challenging words. It'll be on ABC Family starting on July 24th. So, boy, there you go. Glad to hear that. And the Liberace film Behind the Candelabra. Oh, man.
That's Matt Damon, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
And Ben
Affleck.
3.5 million viewers on HBO. It is the most watched premiere for a cable network since 2004.
Wow. Okay. For such a weird guy, he sure still has
a
draw.
Again. Well, there's a museum, there's a Liberace Museum, I think, in Las Vegas. Used to be. I don't know if it's still there.
It's in his house.
Wow. Okay. Got that going on.
What's next? A reality TV show at, what's his name? Crocodile Rock? What's Elton John's house?
Elton John?
House?
Well, I don't know. Once again.
Although that probably would actually be entertaining.
Nobody went broke underestimating the American public.
Absolutely.
7 months after Hurricane Sandy decimated much of the East Coast, the Red Cross still has not spent a third of the money that it has raised for victims. We're talking $110 million they've still got. Critics are up in arms about the new figures, especially when you consider that a lot of the storms hardest hit victims had to struggle through a pretty cold winter and probably did not have comfortable housing. What the Red Cross is saying in defense is that the delay is a deliberate tactic to ensure the money is spent wisely. Now I'm wondering. Yeah, no kidding.
If I'm living in a cold place and you're telling me you're doing it on purpose, I'm coming to find where you live.
Yeah. Once again, let's look into what the hierarchy of the Red Cross makes as far as a salary is concerned, okay? And let's see how much interest they've gained in that. You know, you take $110 million and you put that into an interest-bearing vehicle, you're going to end up with another little pile of money there, too.
Yes, sir.
Are they going to give away that money as well?
No, sir.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that may be used for paying salaries or whatever.
Well, but again, we'll just see. I don't know what the percentage of their administrative costs are.
I don't want to overstep
my
bounds.
Right.
They do good work.
Just something to think about. Barry Manilow is going to be back as the headliner for PBS's 4th of July concert, a capital 4th.
Woohoo, Barry-oke.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl. That's what I think of every time I hear the words Barry Manilow.
Do you? Mm-hmm. It's Manilow, but anyway.
Oh, good. It did come out kind of like Barry Cantilow.
The concert will air live from the West Lawn of the Capitol. It'll be hosted by Tom Bergeron. Really? That's the Dancing with the Stars guy, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Topped off, of course, by fireworks from D.C. along with your rousing rendition of the 1812 Overture. Complete with live cannon fire.
Woohoo!
Yep, provided by the United States Army Presidential Salute Battery. More orders will be named later, but there you go.
I wonder if Michelle and the kids will be back by then.
Nah, they're going to be on the Cape. They'll use their binoculars to look at stuff in other parts, but nah. They're going to be spending the summer there while hubby stays home and
gets yelled at.
Deals with the non-crises we have out there.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. We've got a 30% chance of some showers out there today and a high temperature. Maybe 90. We're going to have so many clouds that that'll keep the temps down a little bit, so that'll be nice. It'll be kind of windy, up to about 20 miles an hour. Same thing for the winds tonight with a low of 73 degrees. And then we'll continue that pattern. We'll take the rain out for a couple of days, but we'll still be 90s and 70s. And then as we get into the weekend, there'll be a slight chance of showers, maybe to about 30 or 40%. As far as any rain is concerned right now, there's a little bit off to the southwest of San Antonio, and it'll be moving in this direction, but it's going to take a while to get here. Right now, winds are out of the southeast at 15, 88% relative humidity, mostly cloudy skies, and we have 74 out there.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Our on-the-ball president has ordered his chief enforcer to re-examine the way he bullies the press. President Obama, who did not know that his Justice Department was going to seize AP's telephone records, says he's troubled. Yes, he's worried that his regime's leak investigations might chill the investigative journalism and holds government accountable. Obama, who also didn't know that his Justice Department had a search warrant to rummage through Fox News reporter James Rosen's private email, spy on his parents, said journalists should not be at legal risk for doing their jobs. You see, Obama didn't know that Mr. Rosen had been declared a co-conspirator by his Justice Department, which put him at legal risk for doing his job. The president, who did not know that his IRS was harassing Tea Party groups, conservative religious groups, and Mitt Romney donors, decided not to put Lois Lerner from the IRS in charge of this review. Instead, he put his chief enforcer, Eric Holder, on it. And since Eric Holder ran the Justice Department that ordered the spying on journalists, he's the perfect pick to review his agency's handiwork. President Obama, who along with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta did not know what was going on in Benghazi the night that our ambassador, three other Americans, were murdered by terrorists, made his remarks in a speech on national security, which was designed to distract attention from the IRS and press harassment scandals, which he fortunately enough knew nothing about.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-727-6808. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-727-6808. That's 1-800-727-6808.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs. whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police and fire investigators have been looking into several arsons the last couple of months. The latest was early Sunday morning in North Bryan near Bonham Park at a home on Tennessee Avenue.
We had a subject come up to a residence, and it looks like what they did is used some accelerant and also ignited a fire at the residence. The occupants, when the occupants discovered the fire, they evacuated the residence. They were on the phone with dispatch center when that occurred.
Gerald Burnett of the Fire Marshal's Office says some of the arsons are related to each other and others aren't.
The one thing that we've been pretty fortunate is most of the arson fires we've dealt with recently have not been large dollar damage and no injuries.
Burnett says juveniles may be responsible for some, and he's asking parents to tell children of the consequences of setting fires. He also asks anyone with additional information to call the Fire Marshal's Office at 209-5960. Bryan City Manager Keen Register says it's not set in stone, but he told the City Council last night injured firefighters Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti might be coming home.
If we're real lucky, they will. They'll be here Friday, so I would expect that we'll be getting with the media and letting them know to show these guys how much we appreciate what they've done for the city when they come back.
Moran and Manti have been in Galveston since sustaining critical burns in the mid-February Knights of Columbus Hall fire. The Bryan City Council has given first-round approval to legalize current business practice on outdoor displays and storage.
We've decided that we're dealing with outside stuff and stuff that is out for display and stuff that is out for storage. And so we have two categories, outdoor display and outdoor storage.
Staff planner Randy Haynes says this will clear up violations from retail and other business owners due to the way Bryan zoning regulations were originally enacted in 1989. After the council gives final approval, there will be three categories of outdoor storage and two types of outdoor display. Two suspects remain at large and nine others have been arrested by Madisonville police in the case of a group sexual assault last March. Investigators say 11 were involved in giving a teenage girl methamphetamine and attacking her over a period of several hours. The latest arrests were last weekend when 35-year-old Sundress Lotz and 33-year-old Earl James Tyler turned themselves in. They're charged with sexual assault of a child and child trafficking. Out of more than 300 clubs, the Texas Garden Club of the Year is Bryan College Station's own A&M Garden Club. Publicity Chair Jane Cohen says the awarded 15 first place, 2 second place, and $500 in grant money are due to a variety of projects from this past year.
One of the early ones was a keyhole garden with the Save Our Streets Ministries in Bryan. A keyhole garden is simply a raised bed with a notch in it so you can get to the plants to work them. Then we followed up with a vegetable garden series of classes this spring.
She says work also included renovations at Carter Park as part of the 75-year anniversary of College Station, and some of the grant money will continue renovations. On a similar note, a Texas A&M research scientist has been cited by the National Peach Council. David Byrne is releasing a series of yellow peaches and nectarines adapted to warmer climates.
Breeding is a numbers game. For example, I'll put 5,000 seedlings out. So I go through and everything that doesn't produce gets eliminated. I take pictures so we can compare over time, because how they perform over time is extremely important too. It's something I need to look at 3 to 4 years and hopefully at a couple sites so I can make sure it's going to be productive and has consistent quality and size and other traits that are needed for the commercial market.
Byrne, who's been in College Station for 30 years, says it may take a decade or more to achieve a successful variety. Texas lawmakers have awarded the Legislative Medal of Honor to a cameraman killed in Afghanistan. The medal, presented every 2 years, went to Army 2nd Lieutenant Darren Dean Andrews. He was serving his second tour in September of 2009 when his unit was ambushed. Andrews was killed after throwing three of his men to the ground to protect them. Andrews, who joined the Army after 9/11, had been a school teacher and coach. The Teamsters Union is trying to replace the union that represents mechanics at American Airlines. The Teamsters Union said yesterday that it filed a petition with federal labor officials for an election to toss out the Transport Workers Union. By law, the Teamsters need the support of at least half the American Airlines mechanics to force an election. Union officials declined to say how many signatures they got. There are more than 10,000 mechanics at American. The Teamsters are also trying to replace the Machinists Union at U.S. Airways, which has announced plans to merge with American. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We have jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. With over 5,000 items to choose from, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be amazed at the price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us. We have your next treasure.
Norman G. Tractor, low prices, large cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. At Norman G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and 5-foot box blade. Only $12,795. Buy now from Norman G. Tractor and get $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $11,795. That's a monthly payment of only $214. Norman G. Tractor, zero down payment, 60 months interest free, top dollar for your trade in, free delivery, and best after sale service around. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1939. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to shop for all of your Kubota tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and the guaranteed best prices, shop Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. See them at normangtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Lots of cloudiness for today. That will naturally limit whatever sunshine we could see. We could see an isolated shower or a thunderstorm today. High temperatures are going to be about 85 to 90. It will be breezy. Lots of clouds, breezy tonight, low 70 to 75. Tomorrow, clouds give way to a little bit of sunshine. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow, 85 to 90. Partly sunny, breezy, maybe a thunderstorm Friday, and near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And then we did sports.
I'm trying.
Just read some.
It's not doing what it's supposed to.
Yeah, that happens.
All righty. Aggie baseball has got three on the all-SEC team. A&M women's tennis finishes higher than they ever have ever. And we've got updates for the NBA and NHL playoffs all coming up with sports.
There you go.
Stupid computer.
Really stupid computer. 7:39, Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill.
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Now, what's the congressional schedule? What's the calendar look like?
Well, this week we're actually in the district, and so I have a variety of meetings, predominantly in Waco, dealing with the situation up in West Texas.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Now, before you left, though, a legislation that passed that we need to tell people about?
A few pieces of legislation. One is we passed a statute to or a bill to correct the student loan interest problem that's been brewing. Congress several years ago decided that it could set interest rates on student loans when it took over the student loan system, and the rates were going to go up to 6.8% in a few months. What we did is we passed legislation to make that just go to a floating market-based rate.
Okay. And anything else?
Well, we passed a couple of bills related to Veterans Administration. One had to do with making the COLA that veterans get automatic. In the past, it had to be approved by Congress each and every year, and sometimes politics got played with it, so we just made it automatic where it happens, just like the Social Security COLA kicks in every year.
Bill Flores is joining us from D.C. Of course, Memorial Day this past Monday, and quite a bit of talk out there about the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, that's Eric Shinseki, and I believe a Texas member of Congress was talking about just the slowness in service, and in fact mentioned the hospital in the district, in your district in Waco, and how long it takes for people to actually get that care.
Well, there's two issues that the VA struggles with right now. Under the VA healthcare system, several veterans have complained about the quality and the timeliness of their health care. But the bigger issue that we're facing that has to do with the Waco Regional Office of the Veterans Administration, and that's related to the timeliness of claims processing for disability claims. Some of the average age of the claims is over a year. Some claims are over 2 years in length. Secretary Shinseki has set a goal that they're going to have 95% or better payment accuracy and have them paid within 125 days. So you can see we're still a long way from that. Congressman Beto O'Rourke from El Paso has some veterans who are serviced by the Waco Regional Claims Office, and their claims aren't being handled very well, so he's upset about that. And I said, well, welcome to my world. I'm upset with the way all of them are being paid. That said, the VA has made some changes in Waco that are improving claims processing, and I meet with the director of that regional office every 3 to 6 months just to find out how he's coming along in his improvement profile.
From your view, what needs to be done here to continue the streamline process?
Well, if you look at, as with any organization, the things you need are money, you need people, and you need systems, but you've also got to have the right culture. And this is where the VA struggles. Congress has given the VA all the money that it needs, that it's asked for. It's given them all the people and positions that it's asked for. It's given them all the super-duper computer systems that they've asked for. But the only thing the VA hasn't been able to get its arms around is the culture. And as most of our listeners know, once a person winds up on the payroll of the federal government, it's virtually impossible to get rid of them. And so what we have in the VA, which is the nation's second largest bureaucracy, is the lower end of the bell curve is destroying the productivity and the culture for the rest of it. But unfortunately, it's really hard to get rid of these people. The VA will put them on what's called a PIP, a performance improvement plan, and even if they don't get better, they can't get rid of them. And so you've got all this cost associated and morale destruction that's associated with these people that don't carry their weight. So what I would do is if I could find a way to go in there and just take out the bottom 10 to 20% of the performers, I think the organization would take off, would get our claims paid.
What's your assessment of Shinseki?
I think he's a good cabinet secretary. I hate to say this, but he's really the only cabinet secretary that I've got a lot of, that I hold in high regard. Mm-hmm. And he really is trying to get this ship we call the Veterans Administration turned around. But again, it's the nation's second largest bureaucracy, and he's having a tough time doing it. If it were up to me, I would continue to give him some time to get it done.
Well, and what is the track or what is the projection as far as a number of veterans that are going to be served, say, for the next couple of years?
Well, over the course of the next 2 years, we're going to add at least 100,000 new veterans as the war in Afghanistan winds down and as the military gets smaller. And so I think we're looking at somewhere between 100,000 and 150,000 new people moving from active military to the Veterans Administration, which is going to further exacerbate the problem unless the VA gets its ducks in a row.
When Congress turns their eyes back to the IRS again, are there what do we need to look for?
Well, basically what we've learned in the last few days is that the higher-ups in the IRS in Washington were actually the people that were asking for the targeting of conservative groups. And now that we've received this documentation, I think you're going to see a whole new series of hearings with new witnesses asking, what did you know, why did you do this, when did it happen, what was the purpose, and who was giving the orders. We're starting to have people come out as whistleblowers now, and that's really when you get your best information, and we're starting to see that happen.
Finally today, the Washington Post has reported that designs of a lot of the sensitive advanced weaponry systems that the United States has been compromised by Chinese hackers. Now, we've known that the hacking has been going on a lot of levels, but now we're starting to understand it's getting into our defense systems, and that has to be troublesome.
It is very troublesome, and this, I mean, I've tried to let people know in the district, we're under assault by Iran, by Russia, and by China every day when it comes to computer security. And the federal government typically does the best job of securing its systems. Now, obviously, we've got some breaches here, but where I really worry are our banks and our commercial institutions and things like that. So, we are under assault every day by those three groups, and we need to pay serious attention to this.
Whole new area where the best and the brightest need to be stepping up for us.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the federal government can't hire enough computer science majors today and to stop this kind of stuff.
Anything else on your radar screen this morning?
Well, not today, but I'm going to be in the district all week, so if anybody needs anything, they should give us a shout.
We'll do that. All right. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our first responders and our military men and women.
All right, thanks.
The latest fashions have arrived at Texas Rose Boutique. Fun fashions, Texas Rose Boutique. Snappy styles, Texas Rose Boutique. Runway ready, Texas Rose Boutique. Reflecting the most up-to-date fashion trends, Texas Rose Boutique. We have your favorite style in your size, Texas Rose Boutique. Accessories from tip to toe. Shop the Texas Rose Boutique next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan or log on to TexasRoseBoutique.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
I'm a father, and if you're a father too, you know how difficult it can be to balance your work and home life. It's also important to your wife and kids. But don't overlook the fact that it's important for you too. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Gary Thomas never forgot the lesson he learned from a man named Ernie. Ernie had worked for a company that demanded a lot from its staff. The pay was good, but coming in early and staying late was expected. And if you turned down an assignment, well, that wasn't an option because you'd never get that promotion. One day, a coworker in his mid-40s didn't show up for work. Ernie soon learned why. A heart attack had claimed the man in the prime of his life, leaving his wife and kids reeling. But the company seemed unfazed, hiring a replacement later that afternoon as if the poor guy had never existed. Ernie said this man had given his whole life to the company, coming in early and staying late, and in one afternoon, he was an afterthought. Listen, guys, I get it. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. And like you, I have a busy schedule. So I understand how hard it can be to balance work and home life. But Ernie's story should serve as a sobering reminder. Do your job well, but give the best of who you are to your wife and kids, the people who really care about you. For this and other stories from my book, The Best Advice I Ever Got on Parenting, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
About 10 till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you're going to Madisonville on Highway 21 near the Navasota River, there's a multiple vehicle accident over there, and that's got the traffic shut down there in both directions on Highway 21. So if you're headed to Madisonville on 21, you probably need to make different plans to get there.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Aggie baseball had three players named to the All-SEC team in their first season of affiliation. A&M also had players named to the All-SEC defensive team. Gray Bratson, Daniel Mengden, and Mikey Reynolds were named to the All-SEC team. Mengden and Cole Langford were selected as the defensive players. Only LSU and Vanderbilt had more players named to the two SEC squads. In a somewhat related story, right-hander Michael Wacha is set to make his major league debut tomorrow with his first start against the Royals with the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's Coach Childress on Wacha and making it to the big show from our friends at Texags.
He's a special young man. He's a special pitcher, and I feel like he's got a chance to pitch as long as anybody I've ever coached. Usually good things happen to good people, and Michael's as fine a young man as I've ever coached.
A&M women's tennis team continues to make history as the Aggies are an all-time record high number three in the Intercollegiate Tennis Association's final team rankings released yesterday. The final ranking crushes what used to be the highest ranking at number 15, dating all the way back to 1986. While concluding their Aggie careers this weekend at the NCAA Championships, A&M senior Drew Evans and Cameron Peck were honored yesterday to the Ping All-American Central Regional Team. It was announced by the Golf Coaches Association of America. And speaking of the NCAAs, the A&M men's golf team started its run at the championship yesterday, finishing the round in a tie for 12th place. They share that 12th place position with LSU. Updated national rankings in track and field follow the NCAA prelim rounds last weekend, and A&M men have bumped up to number one. The ladies are locked in at number two as both squads have a leading number of entries for the national championship meet. The teams will head northwest for the NCAA championships at the University of Oregon campus, which was the venue when the Aggies claimed their second pair of national championships back in 2010. All the action for the NCAA championships begins June the 5th. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers beat Miami 99-92 last night on the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals, now knotted up at two games apiece. Roy Hibbert had 23 points and 12 rebounds to help the Pacers outscore the Heat 52-30 in the paint. The Pacers took hold of the game in the paint, beating up on the Heat on the boards, and here's LeBron James.
We can't afford to get beat on the glass by 20. Can't happen. It allows them to get second chance points, and then they shot the ball and from the field 50%. So, as a collective group, we can't allow that.
The Pacers closed out the game on a 16-6 run after falling behind 86-83. The Atlanta Hawks and Phoenix Suns have found new coaches. The Hawks have hired longtime assistant at San Antonio, Mike Budenholzer. He replaces Larry Drew, whose contract was not renewed after four seasons. And former Suns player Joe Hornacek is back with the team as its head coach.
Kopitar moves in, feeds it back left side. Williams scores! After Quick made a couple of great stops at one end, the Kings come right back. Justin Williams, his second goal of the game.
Jonathan Quick made more than just a couple saves. He had 25 shots against the Kings, down the San Jose Sharks 2-1, to advance to the NHL Western Conference Finals. The Sharks outshot the Kings 14-4 in the final period. The Kings will take on the winner between the Blackhawks and Red Wings, who play tonight. Michael Cudlier had three hits, including this one yesterday.
The pitch. Line drive, base hit to left field over a leaping third baseman, Dominguez. Tulowitzki scores.
It was in the ninth and gave the Rockies a 2-1 win over the Houston Astros. Houston Texans running back Arian Foster strained his right calf during organized training activities. Foster was injured on the first play of team drills yesterday. Coach Gary Kubiak says they'll know more about the injury after Foster sees a doctor today. And finally, FC Dallas defeated the NASL's Fort Lauderdale Strikers 2-0 last night in the U.S. Open Cup's third round. Velaz Perez and Matt Hedges netted the goals for Dallas. That's your sports. It's brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Well, this is the year you've decided you want to move up and make sure that taking care of your property is a lot easier. And John Deere and Sioux Falls Prater are the combination that can make that happen for you. you know, the folks at Sioux Falls Prater have been here a long time, and John Deere been around even longer, and two names that you can depend on. But if this is the first time that you're moving up to maybe a garden tractor or a bigger tractor or a riding mower, and you're not exactly sure what you need, then they can answer those questions for you at Sioux Falls Prater, and they'll be more than happy to do that. There's never a question that's new enough for them, because they have answered them all. They've got a service department that can give you the service after the sale, and you combine that kind of knowledge, people who are willing to help you and answer your questions as you move into a whole new way to take care of your property. You take that, you combine it with John Deere and the folks who give you the service after the sale, and Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere make a great combination for you. Plus, a lot of the products they have right now have new price incentives. They have financing that's available that has not been available on some of the products they have for you right now. So go out and talk to them about your property. Talk about what you're doing with it now, what you want to do with it in the future, and let the specialists at Sioux Falls Prater do that for you. Location here in Bryan is on Highway 21 West, but also they've got locations all over Central Texas. Go to cptractors.com and find the location of Sioux Falls Prater for you.
In the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. So last time we talked, March was one of the best months you'd seen for quite a while. How's April looking?
Oh, it was. It was fantastic. Well, the latest numbers we do have are from April. And if we look at units sold in the month of April.
So houses.
Houses, yes. Okay. We call them units. Units sold 2011, 12, and 13. We saw 186 sold in 2011, 193 in 2012, wow. And 267 in 2013.
So what does that mean in terms of total sales?
Great question. That translates into 2011, about 31.5 million, 2012, just over 35 million, and 2013, ready? 52 million.
Wow.
Almost 52 million.
No kidding.
Yeah. So
growing like a weed.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing what's going on here. Again, we talk so much about how grateful we should be to live in the Brazos Valley, and this just one more reason.
Find out how at zarealestate.com.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Tickets on sale now to Cirque Dreams Rocks, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the official Blues Brothers Review, sponsored by Allstate, Michael Martin Murphy's Cowboy Christmas, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank, the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Romeo and Juliet the Ballet, sponsored by Wells Fargo, and Broadway's hottest musicals, Memphis, Bring It On, and West Side Story. Get the best seats now by ordering season tickets. Visit mscopus.org.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arendtsdds.com. That's arendtsdds.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan. We're close than you think.
There you go. About 2 minutes before News Talk 1620 WTAW. A pregnant woman and her husband have traveled to Hawaii, where they plan on having a dolphin-assisted birth.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, be the dolphin-assisted, the water delivery among dolphins. You see,
how much help does the dolphin do?
I'm not exactly sure. Push.
That's exactly what I was about to do.
We're making dolphin sounds on the radio. That's enough. Thank you. Okay. Heather Barrington and her husband, Adam, of South Carolina, preparing for the July arrival of their first child through a series of prenatal and postnatal swims with a pod of dolphins at the Sirius Institute in Hawaii.
The Sirius Institute.
I know. Isn't that terrible? There's all right. Oh, here we go. It's a new study. A new study in the Journal of Public Health found, shockingly, about 40% of teens and tweens pay no attention to the calorie count of the food they eat. I know you're shocked over that. I know you're shocked.